Welcome to Lily Lifestyle Tips, where we give you quick and simple hacks for creating a happy life and healthy relationships. In today's lifestyle podcast, we want to talk just for a moment about working from your strengths. Now, this comes from the concept of flips and flops. I'll put that in the show notes so that you can go and listen to the full episode and learn more about that. In a nutshell, the flips are the positive side and the flops are the negative side of the same characteristic in person.
Right.
And working from your strengths is when you're not trying to not do your flops. You are focusing on your flips. You're working from that part of the characteristics as much as possible. And then the flops kind of naturally are lessened.
Right. I think about, you know, I've never been addicted to alcohol or anything, but I think it's important for someone who is faced with that situation, not to simply say, okay, I'm going to exercise willpower and I'm just going to white knuckle it and all the time be focused on not drinking. I think you have to find something to replace it with and focus on that. And that could be a relationship with God. If I feel like drinking, I'm going to go pray and read the scriptures or, you know, something else like that. So I think that's one part of this analysis.
Well, and let's give an example. I tend to have this desire to get things done more than to be on time. And the strength is that I knock things out during this time. But I don't really like being late for things. And so I think if I focus on the strength of that characteristic, it would be to really push through and get things done when people aren't waiting on me.
Right.
It might be to apply it at a different time than when I need to leave.
Right.
And maybe doing something a little bit more relaxing when I need to leave, so leaving is easier.
Yes.
Or preparing to leave, because preparing is part of getting stuff done. You know what I mean? So can you see how I'm working from the strength and minimizing the flops as kind of a natural result of it?
Right.
Could you think of one for you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I can think of a lot of them. One would be on the same subject. You know, if I show up late to court and the judge calls my case and I'm not there, I'm an attorney. Well, the judge may fine me. The judge may just give my opponent the relief that they're seeking without my input, in which case I've just committed malpractice.
Well, now you're talking about fear of your flops.
Well, here's the thing. I've had moments where I've been cutting it close getting to court, and I'm worried and stressed out.
It stresses me out.
The entire way. And so what I have tried to do typically is, okay, I'm going to leave with enough time to be there half an hour early. And now I'm to the point that I want to leave quick, you know, soon enough to be there half an hour early, even if something happens on the way or right before or whatever, so that really I'm leaving. So if everything goes perfectly, which it never does, I'm there an hour early. And I think if I do that, my drive there is more pleasant. I'm not having a heart attack the whole way there that I'm about to get in trouble. And so, I mean, I think that's a way of managing my tendency not to be on time.
You know what? I actually really like what you're saying, and I want to go one step further. I listened to a podcast on boundaries recently and why they're hard to set. And I think this goes really well here. But most of the reason why we have a hard time saying no is we don't know what we want to say yes to.
Right.
And what you want to say yes to is a relaxing drive, getting there so early you can do other things and accomplish them.
Prepare a little bit before while I'm there.
Or even bonus time.
Right.
For yourself or for something else on your phone. I mean, that's the thing, is we always have our stuff with us. And so when we've got bonus time because we're waiting, because we're early, we get that. So knowing what we want to say yes to helps us to set limits and boundaries for ourselves and work from our strengths.
Right. I think the same thing could be said for getting started on work in the morning. It's easier for me to get started if I know, okay, I have these things to do. And if I get them done, then, you know, I have some playtime after work. I can have dinner with mm-hmm. Kathy, or I can, you know, whatever it might be.
Like
that
have your why.
Yeah.
Your why is what you want to say yes to so that you can do the hard stuff and not put it off.
Well, and Kathy can tell you that I've been having my alarm ring for the last month at 5 o'clock in the morning. And that has two purposes. One is I'm the early bird trying to get the worm. I want to make more money. And the second reason is I want to get my stuff done early enough to have some me time, some family time, whatever.
Yeah. So really what it comes down to is apply the universal law of attraction to the characteristics you see in yourself. When there's things you see that you don't like, think about the other side of it and why that happens in order to find out what your flip side is and focus more on that.
Right.
So focus on your flips, naturally minimize your flops, know what you want to say yes to, and then the no's take care of themselves. Those
right.
boundaries just kind of come into place and you build a more intentional life.
I think that's great. And I think we're intentionally going to end this right now so it keeps short enough for you guys.
Yeah. Have a great day and thanks for listening to Lifestyle.
Have a wonderful week, Lily Pod listeners.